Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Away from a defender, into the end zone. Touchdown to run after the catch. Touchdown, Patriots.
Welcome to the greatest show in sport.
The biggest football game in the history of Western civilization.
What a ride it's been.
Feels like a long time since we've done this, but the hump day. NFL Power Rankings are back here on Sean and RJ. The playmaker, Michael Irvin, coming up at 8:40 this morning. Send us your 1 through 5 right now on the Autoflex Leasing Fan Text at 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. That, of course, was Pat's Radio with the D-bag Scott Zolak, because they're on fire. They've won 6 straight. They're 8-4. They're first place in the AFC East over the Buffalo Bills. Bill Belichick, Mac Jones, the defense, they have it going. Where will they be in the power rankings? And does anyone have the Cowboys remaining in their top 5? 1 through 5 or 5 through 1?
Ooh. Let's go 1 through 5.
I agree. Arizona or someone else?
I have Arizona.
Okay.
They're 9-2. They've done it the last 3 weeks without Kyler Murray. They're 2-1.
Colt McCoy hurt Kyler Murray's MVP status.
Oh, killed it.
Killed it.
Destroyed it. this team is loaded. If they're not the favorites to win it all, you know, you got to convince me why they aren't. I don't know why I would not put them here. Now, do I think, like, would I take Arizona or the field? Oh, hell no.
Field.
I'm taking the field.
Yeah.
And if you asked me, would I take Kansas City or the field? I'm taking Kansas City.
Ooh.
To win the whole thing.
Ooh.
But Arizona has earned the right to be here. They have.
Absolutely. And Cliff Kingsbury is negotiating with Arizona as we speak. He's not literally doing it, but he's allowing this Adam Schefter. It had to be Kingsbury's agent that told Schefter that Oklahoma was targeting him to replace Lincoln Riley.
100%.
Had to be.
There is no way that it would even work. Like, he would have to leave now in the middle of a 9-2 season. Who is leaving when you are, if not the favorites to win the Super Bowl, in the top 3?
Yeah.
You don't, you know, the college.
Is there any way if you're Kingsbury, let's just, for the heck of it,
yeah,
say, okay, Oklahoma, they're going to have solid recruits and solid. Yes, some are going to leave. The top 3 quarterback just filed Lincoln to USC after he decommitted. But I'm going to have a solid base no matter what. I'm not going to be left without. So I can agree now, and I could take it after the year and still know I'm going to have a solid base, yes, at OU no matter what.
100%. Absolutely. Here's the problem. The longer Oklahoma goes without a coach, people will figure out that they've already got it. Got the guy to agree. They've already got him named. And then they're going to figure out that it's Kingsbury.
Yeah.
And Arizona's going to quit on him.
Okay.
And he's not going to win the title anyway.
And he won't care. Just like
Lincoln
didn't care and Brian Kelly doesn't care.
No, he won't care. Okay, but he will care. Because the moment this Cardinals quit on him, he knows that the only reason why he is staying is win a title.
I'm not following.
So if let's just say Oklahoma goes.
Yeah, let's say like They verbally agreed to it.
Let's say they've already verbally agreed
to it. That's done. Kingsbury is going to replace Lincoln Riley.
Yeah, and he's keeping it quiet until the season's over.
Yes.
Okay.
And the Cardinals bail and fall apart.
Okay. That's the reason he is keeping it quiet and staying is to stay and win a title.
Right.
If he didn't care about staying and win the title, he would just bolt now.
Okay.
But he's trying to win the title. He needs to keep the team thinking that he's going to be the coach.
And you can't quit right now. Like, you can't.
Right. He can't quit now.
Yeah.
So he would have to stay and coach. But the moment that the longer this goes, look, let's say we get to Christmas time and they don't have a coach, like, Arizona's going to figure out what's going on. Like, you don't think Kyler Murray.
And then if they lose, what I'm saying is Kingsbury won't care, just like Brian Kelly doesn't give a crap about the Notre Dame kids competing for the Final Four.
He won't care. But the point is, like, you know, like, if the team finds out that he's going, like, Kyler's going to find out.
Yeah.
Because he's an OU guy.
Right.
He'll find out.
Yeah.
The team's going to quit on Kingsbury, and he's not going to win the title, which means
he's... And I'm telling you, that won't matter.
That doesn't matter, then he should just leave now.
No, but you can't leave now. Like, it would look... It's better to have your, in my opinion, have the second half of your year fizzle and fade out because they know you're leaving versus quit right now in the middle of 9-2. I think that makes them look worse.
Which one makes them look worse?
Imagine if Cliff Kingsbury resigned today at 9-2 and maybe the favorite to win the title versus going with the silence, the mystery, and the eventual agreement. I think quitting today would look worse. Anyway.
Who knows? Who knows? All right, so you have Arizona 1?
Arizona 1.
All right.
Number 2.
Tough one. Not very tough at all, actually. Kansas City.
Oh! Oh, no. Oh, no. Yes. Oh, no.
Let's just admit it. They're the favorites in the AFC. Let's just admit it. They're the favorites in the AFC. You will pick Kansas City, and so will I, to beat every team in the playoffs. Just will.
I got to see how they're playing. I'm judging my power rankings off of what they're doing right now. Now, look, right now they've won 4 in a row, and they've won 5 of 6. Those wins are against the football team. They lost 27-3 to Tennessee. They beat the Giants only by 3. They beat the Packers and Jordan Love by 6. They stomped the Raiders, and then they beat us by 10. So they're not back. Their defense, I'm gonna bet on Kansas City down the road because their defense is much better. And they're not all-time bad like they were in the first half. And you're still waiting for the offense to get clicking. You're still waiting for them to be high octane. You're not going to think that they're going to continue to struggle like they have been. Mahomes won't turn it over like he has been. They're scoring 25 a game. That's still tied for 9th in the NFL. But there are other teams I would take to beat them today. That's how I do my power rankings. You can do yours however you like. And for that reason, I have the Green Bay Packers number 2.
Okay.
And for me, it wasn't even a tough decision at all. I was trying to figure out if I was going to put Green Bay over Arizona. I could not do that. But Green Bay is the second most balanced team in the league, right up there with Arizona. And their defense has been shutting people down. And they got all the weapons, and now they seem to have a defense. Aaron Rodgers, people think he's the MVP, that he's the no-doubt MVP. So I'm going to have Green Bay number 2. I cannot believe, I think this is the advantage of playing in that market, I cannot believe that this may be Aaron Rodgers' walk-off season, that this has not become a topic, that this has not become a distraction. We haven't gotten a quote. We haven't gotten a controversy. I know that their record and their good season will silence some of that, but for this, like, these final 8-9 games before the postseason, how is this not tearing them apart or becoming an issue? It's not.
It's not.
We didn't even get negative quotes off the immunization controversy. We didn't get negative quotes out of Green Bay. And I was betting on that to take them apart and break them from within. And it's not happening. Looks like I'm on the path to being wrong there. Green Bay number 2 for me.
Okay. So you have Green Bay 2, Arizona 1. A couple of people in the Autoflex season. Fantex coming in. Kansas City 1, Green Bay 2, Arizona 3, Tampa, Baltimore. Arizona, New England, Baltimore, Green Bay, Tampa. Green Bay, Arizona, Kansas City, Tampa, Buffalo. Green Bay, Arizona, Tampa, Kansas City, New England.
Okay.
All right. Number 3, I have the New England Patriots. Their defense has been phenomenal. Their offense has been very good. They are humming. Bill seems re-energized by Mac Jones.
He's smiling. He's wearing his cool little plastic. Is that latex? What's that?
Gore-Tex.
Gore-Tex.
Yeah, it's Gore-Tex.
He's wearing that black
Gore-Tex. Yes, he is wearing the prophylactic jacket there, the latex jacket, Sean. Yeah. That's what he's wearing.
He's smiling. He's talking about, you know, give me all the starch. What do you say? Starch me up?
Yeah, starch me up.
Anything cold to drink for beers?
Cold beer. Anything, whatever's cold.
Love and life.
I saw a post-game. So I saw the Patriots post-game celebration for the win this past week against Tennessee. And it was probably the most boring thing I've ever seen in my life.
In the locker room?
Oh, my God. It's like they're walking in and Bill's there just, you know, the old white man handshake. Just a good game, son. A good game, fella. And then you see Drew Bledsoe come in there. Drew was in there. I'm surprised.
I saw him drinking his red wine at the game.
Yeah. And he goes, hey, youngster, good game, youngster. To Mac Jones. Like, they're just so boring. So businesslike. It's so annoying. But that's what they do. And God bless you. And Bill he seems re-energized, man. He really does. I got New England at number three.
You know what's going to be fun? Real fun?
Bill versus Tom Super Bowl?
No. Well, that would be fun. But Patriots at Bills Monday night. Let's get it going. New England at Buffalo Monday night. New England's my number three as well.
Okay. All right.
They're just playing, I mean, the best of anyone in the AFC by far. Number four. This was tough for me. I'm going to take it. Four or five. I couldn't decide what to do. It was a two-team race. Spoiler, the Dallas Cowboys are not in there. So I've wiped out the Cowboys from my top five in around the NFL power rankings. I put Kansas City at four.
Oh.
I kind of wanted to put Tampa at four, but I haven't been that impressed. Antonio Brown has been out. Gronk came back and was a freaking monster against Indianapolis. Like, they could not bring him down. But they should have lost that game. They should have lost to the Colts. It just doesn't feel like they're rolling and they're humming right now. They are 8-3, but right now, today, I'd barely pick Kansas City over them, but I could be wrong in that. I was alternating KC, Tampa Bay. KC, Tampa Bay. I went with the Chiefs 4 and Tampa Bay 5.
Okay. Okay. So Chiefs 4 and Tampa 5. Okay.
Yep.
I see that. I have Tampa in my top 5. In fact, I have Tampa at number 4. They have been decimated by injuries. This is a loaded team that I don't think anybody wants to play in January. They are number 1 in Football Outsiders DVOA, which is a per-play efficiency. Their most efficient team in the NFL. Second, they have New England, but they are number 1 in offense, number 6 in defense. They're the only team in the top 6 in both categories. The only other team in the top 7 in both categories is the Cowboys, mind you, who is they come in at number 5. But I have Tampa in the 4 hole, and then I really struggled at number 5. I struggled big time. I thought about Baltimore, but I went with Green Bay.
5 for Green Bay. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, look, they just lost to the same team the Cowboys beat with Cooper Rush. Now, that doesn't mean that the Cowboys are a better team, but, you know, Green Bay did lose that game. And they've lost 2 of 3. Now, one of those losses without Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
So I'm not really counting that.
Nine and three. You're going to ding them for a 3-point loss at the end to Minnesota, who we know can be dangerous?
I'm not dinging them.
5's a ding.
But I didn't have them higher. I didn't have them up there the last time I did the power ranking.
Okay, I don't know what you did. I wasn't here. I don't care what you did last time. Don't matter to me.
Were you not there? Oh, yeah, that's right, because it's been
like
for
2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't care.
So, I haven't had Green Bay. Last week I would have had them, clearly.
Like, they worked the Rams in their last game.
Yes, they did.
Like, at no point did I think the Rams were going to win that game.
No, the Rams are not. We're not good in that game at all.
So you would take Tampa over Green Bay right now?
Oh, yes. Easily.
Easily.
I think they'd be favored in the game. I think they'd be favored in the game in Vegas. So the last time I did the power rankings, I had Green Bay at 3. I think dinging them down 2 spots is fair.
After beating the Rams, who you like?
I do like the Rams.
Yeah.
But, you know, the Rams are what? They lost 3 in a row.
Do what you want. It's your power rankings.
Yeah.
1 through 5, 877-881-1053. Arizona 1 for me, then Green Bay, then New England, then Kansas City, then Tampa Bay. You, 1 through 5.
1 through 5 for me. I have Arizona 1, Kansas City 2, New England 3, Tampa 4, and Green Bay 5.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Michael Irvin coming up at 8:40 this morning here on Sean and RJ. College football playoff rankings came out last night. Georgia 1, Michigan 2, Alabama 3, Cincinnati 4, Oklahoma State 5, Notre Dame at number 6. So you got the college playoff rankings. You got the craziness with all the head coaches. Lincoln Riley says the Big 12 move to the SEC was in no way a factor with him rolling on out to the Trojans. They already get a decommitted Oklahoma with a top 3 quarterback who says, nope, I'm following Lincoln to California. And then, of course, you have Brian Kelly, whose team came in at number 6, not coaching them any further into the season as he goes to LSU. NFL insider, football insider Peter King going after Brian Kelly on The Fan in San Fran.
Look, I'm 64 years old, and I'm going to sound totally like a get-off-my-lawn guy. I think what Brian Kelly did yesterday is an absolute total disgrace. You ask however many players he has, let's say it's 90. You ask 90 players to be absolutely, totally all in. But how in the world do you walk out on your team? I don't care what the money is. I don't care what the money is. If you're asking 90 kids and 15 coaches and 30 staff people to do everything that they can in their lives to win and to devote themselves to the program, and they wake up one morning and see on Twitter Brian Kelly has reached a 10-year, $100 million deal with LSU. Would you feel like you'd be kicked right in the crotch? I would, and I would be angry at Brian Kelly.
Is there any way to fix this?
No.
Brian Kelly went from 3 to $10 million. I mean, raise your hand if you wouldn't go ahead and make the move that he did for that type of increase. Even though your team's sitting there at number 6. And he may be thinking to himself, yeah, we're at number 6. Number 1, we're not in. And number 2, we all know our favorite thing to do during playoff time in college football. It's wait for Notre Dame to get their ass kicked in the Final Four. The point differentials that are out there for Notre Dame are awful.
They get destroyed in these games.
So Brian Kelly's saying, yeah, it's unfair to the kids, but we're not in. And even if we get in, history has shown we get crushed. No one has been talking about Notre Dame this year at all, whatsoever. I'm not defending Brian Kelly. I'm just trying to give the other side of it.
Well, look, if somebody, let's just take it away from the millions. All right, let's say you're making $2,500 a month and someone offers you $10,000 a month. That's the equivalent, right? That's basically what Brian Kelly's doing. He's leaving a $2,500 a month job for a $10,000 a month job.
And the timing is really bad.
Look, now, let me rephrase it.
Brian Kelly's timing looks so much worse than Lincoln's because OU's out.
OU's out. Lincoln waited till the... First of all, Lincoln, stop lying to us. You didn't get a call on Sunday morning.
Sunday morning on a Zoom.
Liar. Okay, you used car salesman. That's what you are.
Yeah, he got trapped last night by Scott Van Pelt.
Yeah.
Because last night on ESPN, he said, yeah, they called me early Sunday, and then later went, well, they called me late Saturday.
Yeah, no, they didn't call you either day.
They trapped him.
They called you October.
Yeah.
All right, that's what they called you. They called you early October, and then they kept talking to you, and you said, I will take the job, but I'm going to wait until we are out of it. And it just, does it take a rocket scientist to figure out why they announced it when they did, like 7 hours after they lost to Oklahoma State? Do you need me to draw the lines any more clear for you there?
I mean, everybody knows.
Everybody knows. And that's okay. Actually, you want to change this? You want to make sure this doesn't happen again? Then move signing day to, I don't know, March.
Right.
February. Move it back to February. Get rid of the December signing day. Okay, and then you will not have this. Because you have December, signing day, early signing day is what, Troy? 14 days? 2 weeks?
Exactly.
It's 2 weeks from today. So you want to make sure that this doesn't happen again, where you have a guy who's got the team is number six. What if Notre Dame was number four? Was he going to leave? Was he not going to leave? Of course he's going to leave. He's getting $10 million a year versus $2.5 million.
Yeah.
So, but that'd be even worse. So get rid of the early signing period. And that will fix, at least help fix it.
How was he only getting $2.5 million, by the way? Does that seem crazy to anybody else?
And Notre
Dame?
They've
been there 12 years.
Yeah, because it's Notre Dame.
Okay.
It's sort of like being on the Cowboys.
And I would say y'all got your own NBC contract, so you can pay me more than $2.5 million.
Yeah, but it's like being a Cowboy. You know, we're going to pay you this, but you have the prestige of having the star, and the same thing with him. But the great thing about this whole thing is that all the dirt and all these stories are coming out about Brian Kelly that I absolutely love. Have you guys ever heard of Matt LaFleur and Robert Saleh?
Yeah.
Who are those guys?
Oh, they're NFL coaches.
They are. Well, they are now. Now, they used to be graduate assistants a long time ago at Central Michigan. Now, Central Michigan, of course, is where Brian Kelly coached back in like 04, 05, 06. And this story coming out from Woods Football, Matt LaFleur, Robert Saleh, the grad's assistant, they were invited to Brian Kelly's house for a party. Instead, they weren't on the guest list. They were on the worker list to shovel snow that night.
Shovel what?
Yeah, they were.
He pulled up quick right there. That was good.
I said shovel show. But yeah, shovel snow.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're going to invite the grad assistants over, not for the party, but to do some shoveling.
What about this assistant coach who apparently was in a kid's house? He was in a kid's house. The news broke. He was selling Notre Dame.
Yep.
The news broke. He walks out and finds out that Brian Kelly was gone. You know,
it's crazy.
I would like to figure out what's commonplace and how can it actually be fixed?
Yeah, real quick,
these coaches are made out to be villains, but what's the reality and the truth of the system?
Well, how about this for the reality of the system? You know, this is from Matt Fortuna of The Athletic. He is saying that when you factor in all of Brian Kelly's stuff that he gets from NBC, from Under Armour, that he was making about $7 to $8 million a year at Notre Dame. So now you're only talking about $7 to $8 to $9.5 million. Okay. Now that's still a jump. You know, it's still 20% jump, whatever, 7 to 9.
Yeah. But
still a good jump.
But let's be real. We just said every year if you get the top talent at Notre Dame and versus the top talent at LSU, you have a better chance to win the national championship at LSU.
If you get the top talent either way, you're golden. You have better
talent.
Yeah,
but the best teams that Brian Kelly has had in the past 10 years versus the best teams at LSU the past 10 years, LSU's a better opportunity.
Well, Notre Dame doesn't get the best players.
Right.
They don't. There are certain players they cannot academically get
right in.
It's just more difficult for them to compete. There is no question that Notre Dame is a more prestigious job than LSU. There is no question about that. But it is not a better job,
right,
than LSU.
Where can I win more titles over the next 10 years?
And I don't think Brian Kelly left. Like, you know, Notre Dame fans are a little bit, you know, they got like their tails between their legs today or late last couple of days. They this is not an indictment on Notre Dame's job. Brian Kelly left because he'd been there for a decade and a half. And sometimes you just get tired of it.
Yeah.
You get tired. I mean, maybe he just doesn't want to wear a winter coat anymore. Like, it could be as simple as that. So this is not like an indictment that, you know, that Notre Dame is not a great job. It is a great job.
The internet said Brian Kelly looks like a guy who thinks that Sprite is spicy. can't wait to see him go and eat mom's gumbo at the table. So all these fit jokes are being made for Brian Kelly not going to Louisiana.
Yeah, it is an odd fit. I mean, we're talking about an Irish Catholic from like the Northeast. That's like right up Notre Dame's alley.
Hi, can I order a poor boy? A poor boy.
Stars on fire. They win 4-1. Roope Hintz has been killing it. First career hat trick as they beat down Carolina 4-1. They were outshot in the game 40-17, but they're the best team in the NHL recently at home. They've won 6 straight, 5 overall, and 7 of their last 8. So the Stars are getting it done. Michael Irvin is coming up in 10 minutes. What's going on with the Christmas tree shortages out there? And does everybody have all the decorations? Troy, your stuff was up 2 weeks ago?
It may have been closer to 3 weeks ago. I had to go full holiday in the house.
I need what do y'all do with your lights? Does everyone put lights on outside the house?
Oh, yeah.
All right, who does it?
I got a guy that does it.
All right. What's a good charge for this?
Do you already have?
I don't have the lights.
Okay, that's your first one's gonna be expensive then.
Okay,
300-500 bucks, depending on how big your house is.
Yeah,
300 to 500.
Yeah,
yeah, at least.
And you know what? Find a firefighter.
Yeah,
do it for a good cause.
Yep.
Go,
you drive by the local firehouse that you have, the closest one to you, and just walk up and say, "Hey, need a couple guys. Here's some money. Whatever."
Okay.
Now, like, I have the lights. Now my guy charged me $75 to put them up, $75 to pull them down.
Ooh,
nice!
My, oh, that's nice. What do you have?
I've got the already installed lights.
The jelly.
I've got the jellyfish lights. If you guys want to throw a little sponsorship, under the eaves, so they stay there, you know, 24/7, 365 a day.
Are they a current sponsor?
No. Okay, I'm trying. Good. I'm working hard.
I don't like those. They're too small.
They are small.
They're too small. They don't look. To me, it's got to be tacky.
Yeah, but they're flashy. That's the thing.
They're not flashy.
No. You can program them.
Yeah.
And you do shooting stars and all this stuff.
I heard that.
I've gotten so many letters from the HOA, I don't care.
I heard they're expensive.
A little pricey.
Okay.
A little pricey.
So I need someone to come with the lights, put them up, take them down. Like, I want them to keep the lights.
Oh, no.
You got to keep them.
Yeah, you get one of those...
Like, there's got to be a person buckets. Or a company that brings the lights, puts them up, and takes the lights.
Nope,
I don't want the lights.
You got to store them.
You got to store them yourself.
Storm your house.
Man. Yeah.
Aren't you getting a shed or something? Didn't I see you tweet that out?
Yeah, what's a shed have to do with it? Oh, to put them in there?
Yeah, like you don't have the room?
Yeah, but you still just, they're going to get tangled. You know, I don't want more
But they
clutter.
Untangle them. You don't have to worry about untangling
yeah.
them.
Yeah.
They'll take care of everything, man. You literally just put them in a storage bucket. Stow them away in the garage for 11 months and then pull them out and put them on your front stuff.
Someone DM me who does it, East Dallas, and we'll hook it up this weekend.
Oh, no, East Dallas.
Yeah. You might get shot going up on top of the house, but that's a risk.
Yeah, that is a risk. Okay. There is a Christmas tree shortage. I didn't know this was an actual thing, that you could possibly have this. But... normally, this, you know, a couple of places are saying normally we have about 600 of them to sell. This year, we have like 300 to 400.
Oh.
The shortage of Christmas trees has been years in the making. People not growing enough trees after a big influx of trees years ago. Each tree takes about 8 years to grow. It's like cooking up a batch of bourbon, apparently, you know? You gotta let this thing sit for 8 years.
They're all in bourbon barrels.
And that's why there's a shortage. It's hard for the farmers to keep up with demand. Like, guys, can't you just go outside and chop down a tree? Like, do you have to go to a tree farm?
Yeah, like Clark Griswold did, which, by the way, that movie came out on this day in 1989.
Did it really?
Where are you going to go and chop one down?
Go to a golf course.
Where do you get yours? It's fake.
It's fake tree.
Fake tree.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Like you got sap on your hands.
Yeah, look at you. You're like, just go out and cut the tree. I'm going to go to at home.
Listen, there's just not random Christmas tree like areas. Like they're farms.
They are
You
got
to go. You got to pay. They've run a business off this.
You know, when I retire to Wyoming, I'm just going to go out to my backyard. You know, you think John Dutton is going to go to a tree farm? No.
Okay, simmer down.
He's going to pasture 52 to get his tree.
Simmer, kid.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage... to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Joining the show is Odyssey NFL insider Michael Irvin. Insider calls presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. I could be doing better, but I'm doing good. I'm still here, and we're still in the fight, even though the last couple of weeks have gone the way they have gone. And let me tell you something, man. Let me tell you what makes me feel just a little naked when I'm out and about in the world working. When I have to read what Jerry said, and it says, Jerry Jones said on Sean RJ show on 105.3, why am I reading this? I usually listen to this. Why am I? Because I'm all over the world. That's why I'm reading this instead of hearing this, leaving my work out like I usually do. I'm getting my primary information from a secondary source when I used to get it from a primary source. And I was like, oh, my God. It's just a trip, man. But I'm doing great, guys. I'm doing great.
Well, we dropped your name to Jerry yesterday when you said, get ready, we're all going to L.A. And then we asked Jerry if he's pumped the brakes in his own mind. So have you pumped the brakes, and how much have you pumped the brakes on the Cowboys compared to about a month ago when we all had them as a top two or three team?
Don't let people fool you. Don't let people fool you. The answer is no, I haven't pumped those brakes.
Oh.
Those games we lost lately, you won't see them teams unless you see them in the Super Bowl, and then we'll be okay if we see them again in the Super Bowl. Look at our NFC record. We're looking at right now. We're taking baby steps. We'll take that giant step when it's time. Right now, the idea is not to win every game, but win your conference. We in your conference. The winner of your conference goes to the Super Bowl. And right now, we are winning the conference. We got the best conference record. That's what we're looking for. That's all we're looking for right now. We want to win the conference, get in the Super Bowl. Those teams, those AFC West teams, hopefully they'll be there in the Super Bowl. If not, we'll play who's ever there.
So you haven't, man, you're as optimistic as Jerry is. So you're not worried about...
No. This is not about optimism. This is about reality. This is what do you have to do to go to the Super Bowl? You have to win your conference, right or wrong.
Right.
You got to win the NFC. We're going to take the NFC champion. We're going to take the AFC champion. Right now, Cowboys lost three games, AFC team. We only lost one, and that was to the champion in the NFC. I'm telling you what I got to take in the locker room to spew out the mess that everybody else tries to put in my locker room.
But do you think they're?
I'm telling my boys.
But are they better than Arizona or Green Bay?
We were 90 seconds off on Tampa Bay.
Yeah,
we're 90 seconds off on Tampa Bay. So wait a minute. So now I'm going into the Arizona or the Green Bay game thinking I ain't got no shot. I was just 90 seconds off. And you see what I'm saying? You gotta manage your. That's the greatest advice somebody ever gave me was my Dr. Culpepper. He's the number one family doctor in Dallas. Been a great friend of mine since I got here in 88. I just want to tell you, everybody should have a great friend. One of your great friends on your five friends should be a good doctor. You should have a great doctor in there. And make sure you have a great lawyer in there. The other three you can figure out. I got a great doctor in mind and a great lawyer. Some of my best friends. The other three, we can figure out. That's all. I'm just telling you, you get those two. The best thing he ever told me, guys, I'm serious, man. He said, Michael, you got to manage your mind. Manage your mind. I was like, Doc, why are you telling me this? He said, you're not what you used to be, but you're not dead. You know what I mean? So you gotta live in the right area. You know, I still want when something hurts, I wanna walk through it like I'm playing football. Ryan Clark was sick yesterday. You know, he wasn't feeling good. And we were trying to say, Ryan, go home, man. Go home. I love Ryan. He's a great hardworking dude. And he just kept coming back. He said, I'm good. I said, Ryan, that's that football mentality. You an old man now. I said, my doctor told me the same thing. You gotta let that football mentality go. And come across the water to being a regular man. When you feel bad, go to the doctor. When you need help, ask for it. You see what I'm saying? Manage your mind. And they got to manage their minds in the locker room because so many people are saying so many things. The reality is you are setting pretty right now because right now you have to win your division, and we're clearly doing that, and then win your conference, and you can get to a Super Bowl.
Does it frighten you or make you a little bit more hesitant that against teams with winning records are only 2-4?
Yeah, okay, but look at all those teams too and say, when were we at full strength? The only time in any of those games we were at full strength is game number one.
Mm-hmm.
In game number one, and we had that coming back. See, this is how I see it. I'm saying, okay, I can take that. I can take that. But all I need now is to get everybody back from all of this mess that we're dealing with. Now we're losing coaches, and all of that is going on. Get everybody back and get back on the field and get that feeling we had coming out of the Tampa Bay game. Even though we lost that Tampa Bay game, we had a feeling of, yeah, we're about to do something now. Get that feeling and that confidence back, and you can get okay.
Michael Irvin here with Sean and RJ every single Wednesday at this time. How big of a loss is it with McCarthy gone for one game? Dan Quinn's going to take over. Do you think this is going to be a big deal for tomorrow night?
I was worried about it. I was worried about it from this perspective, but they corrected it and made the right decision. You know, I thought to appease him and try to tease him that we will give that position to Kellen Moore. And I was like, no, don't do that. Or to try to help him, show people he's ready, or whatever. I was like, don't do that, because obviously our whole gist for our team for Dallas is they got to have a good offense to set up their defense. We got to narrow the gate of the opposing offenses. That's why you got to put points up to help this defense narrow that gate. to be just a pass, going against a pass team, not a team that could hit you with a run, hit you with, you know what I mean? We got to narrow the gate. So, yeah. I was a little worried about that. But now that they don't got Kellen Moore as the head coach, we'll make it Dan Quinn head coach, which we should, outside of what I heard, what I read from Dan, where he likes to be up top so he can get a better view, you know what I mean? Outside of that being the issue, I'd rather have him on the ground making all of those decisions when it comes to the head coach. So Kellen Moore can focus on getting his offense back to scoring 30, 40 points a game.
McCarthy said that Amari would probably have to practice today in order to play because he's still dealing with a cough from the COVID stuff. You've been very vocal about this stuff, especially on our show. Are you disappointed in Amari? Are you disappointed that we're still dealing with this type of situation?
Let's probably place the question. I'm more disappointed in Amari than I am these other guys who just caught COVID and they're vaccinated, because we're going to get them back sooner, obviously, because they're vaccinated. I also saw and read where Coach said, yeah, Amari is still dealing with some symptoms, and obviously if he doesn't practice today, then he strongly doubts that he would go. Can you understand that? Listen, we were the only team where a game where COVID can probably cost you three games. We're probably the only – no, we are. We are the only team where COVID can cost you three games, right? And it just did with Amari. I don't believe he's going to play. You heard I had COVID, and I came out of COVID. I said, I think I'm feeling better, but I wasn't feeling good. You know what I mean? I was feeling better, but I wasn't feeling good.
Yeah.
And you can't go on a football field talking about I'm feeling better, or you can't go on a football field talking I'm feeling good. No, you got to have your butt right, or you're going to lose the game or lose your fight. You know what I'm saying? It can't be good or all right. You got to be right.
Mike, what do you make of Zeke? Does he look right to you? They were talking about maybe resting him a little bit to get him back fully healthy, let Tony Pollard get these touches, and then Jerry tells us yesterday, expect a healthy dose of Zeke for the Saints tomorrow. How are you looking at Zeke right now?
No, Zeke doesn't look right. He doesn't look right. You know, you can tell he doesn't have the strength that he usually has, even though I still ain't see too many people knock him back. I mean, he's a hard dude. But you can tell he doesn't have that strength. But if I'm Zeke now, and you got to understand what they're saying to Zeke with his bone bruise. That means it's all on your bearability of pain. How much can you bear the pain? It's not going to get worse. It's the hardest thing in the world. I just told you about that. This is what I was just telling you about. The hardest thing in the world is to take a guy off the field when it's up to his tolerable, when it's up to him tolerating the pain. Because why? Why? He's not managing his mind. He keeps saying, I can do it. I can do it. That's football mentality. Just like Ryan Clark. I can do it. We're good. I can do it. No, you hurt, dog. Go. No. I can do it, man. Come on, coach. So now you got to let him go. And I'm sure they probably went to Zeke and said, maybe we should shut you down. Zeke looks like, no, not in the midst of a losing streak. You're not shutting me down in the midst of a losing streak. And I don't blame Zeke. I would have been saying the same thing. You're not going to have my guys think I'm walking out on them right in the midst of a losing streak. I don't care if you don't run me a lot. You can make that determination. But I will be suiting up, and I will be on the sideline with my guys. I'm not leaving them, and we just went in the midst of a losing streak. I wouldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
Michael, how do you kind of weigh the difference in, were the refs a problem in that game? Are the refs a problem for this team because they're so highly penalized? Or is this team...
Or the year in general.
Yeah, the year. Like, they're so highly penalized throughout the entire year. Or do they just play a style that is, you know, kind of undisciplined?
There's no doubt this is all about them being undisciplined. Let's be real. All about them being undisciplined. And we talked about it when we were winning and we were going on, I was going on the show and they were trying to bring this up. I batted it down. I said, we're not going to talk about that. That's when I talk about it because we won the game. When we lose the game, we'll talk about it. Now it's time to talk about it because it's causing us games. It's ridiculous. It is absolutely causing us games. And you got to get it in check. 14 penalties. 14 pins. Some of those PIs, man, okay, you know, I understand how they're going to play that, how they're going to call it. I felt so bad for Anthony Brown. I really did. I felt so bad for Anthony Brown. But 14, you get PIs at only third downs, the most crucial downs of the series. You're trying to get off the field. Those were game-costing penalties. Game-costing penalties. And we all know, we said, oh, that was a penalty. That could have been, but I'm glad the ref didn't call it in that spot. What they're saying is let the player on the field determine the game. And we all feel cheated because the player on the field didn't determine that game. Some we feel like the flags determine that game. But we got culpability there. We got to clean that up.
Hey, I want to ask you, I mean, you played for a school that used to matter and used to be relevant. With all this college movement, what do you make of this with Lincoln Riley and Brian Kelly getting killed and crushed, and you're doing the kids a disservice, but the business of all the money? What do you make of all this college football coaching movement?
This is the business we're in now. First of all, I want to come on back on that. You're trying to slip that on in.
You slipped it. I didn't think you caught it.
Yeah, you're going to slip that on in there on me. Choppy, what was that, Chop? What was that? You played 14 there.
Hey, listen, yo, you and I, we're in the same boat. Our schools used to matter, man. They don't anymore.
Tennessee and Miami.
Hey, Sean, what? You can tell RJ done heard you slipping in on him before. Yeah. He just gave a little head.
I know, that's it. That's it.
That was all you did.
Like y'all, we're making the 105 through the Fan Bowl, Miami against Tennessee. Miami.
You know what?
That's the only bowl y'all be in, the Fan Bowl.
No,
that's it.
They're playing this year in a bowl. They're going to play in a bowl this
year.
Are
they?
I think we're going to play Miami in the Duke's Mayo Bowl.
Oh, wow.
I'm not joking.
That's a good
It's a mayonnaise bowl.
Y'all crazy as I don't know what, man. Listen, man, I knew this was the business, y'all. I noticed a lot of people don't like it. I didn't like it when I was playing, watching guys maneuver like that,
yeah.
Being able to just go out and lead. And his step out when I was playing, I felt so bad about it because I said, well, why y'all can do that and the players can't do it?
Yeah.
But not the players kind of can. They got a portal.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They have a portal. This is the business. And you can't fret on anybody whenever they make what they consider a vertical move in life. We're all trying to make vertical moves in life.
Yeah.
We're trying to get somewhere better, get to someplace better, do some things better for our family. Everybody trying to do that. So, no, I'm not mad at Brian Kelly. I'm not mad at Lincoln Riley. I'm not mad. Not mad. You may be disappointed that you lost your head coach. But you can't be mad because given the same opportunity to make a vertical move, I hope you get to climbing that ladder too.
It's good to have you back. Hopefully things have settled down, gotten better with the mother-in-law, and we look forward to talking to you. Happy holidays. Are your Christmas lights up? Who puts up your lights?
My lights aren't up. I didn't put lights up this year. I had to run around the world doing too much. And I'm sorry, y'all. I refuse to end up, you know, on those shows that athletes end up on called broke. So I micromanage all my damn money.
You're not going to pay someone to put, you know what, you're not going to have lights up?
No, Mike, I've seen your, no, no, I no, saw that no, contract no, no, that you
I'm
signed back
you,
in like 94.
I'm going to pay you. I'm going to pay you to put the lights up. I just need to be here and watch them. I need to make sure. See, let me tell you why. I have a battle with people to put lights up because the house, you know, I don't know when they went up there. Did they step on some tiles? Did they mess up some things? Now I got a leak in the roof that I gotta go get fixed. It's a whole. So I got a micromanage all. One little mistake, you get you some boy up there. He messed with them tiles. You know how much it costs to go up there to fix all that stuff?
Oh my gosh!
You know, yeah. So, I micromanage it. I told her, I said, listen, I'm not going to be home this year. But I'm going to be busy. So let's just go 1 year and not get the lights up. Let's just do that. We're coming out of the pandemic. Let's go get the bank account back up. Then we'll worry about the lights back up.
Let's go get the lights back up. Thank you, brother. Have a good week.
All right, guys. Hey, man, thanks, everybody. Thanks, everybody, for the prayers, too, man. Thank everybody out there.
Man. Yes.
My mom, she came home. A couple of days ago, so all life is good again.
Awesome. Happy for it. Thank you, Mike. Odyssey NFL Insider Michael Irvin. Insider calls presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.